Good afternoon, a relatively quiet day in progress on this Halloween across interior New York and New England, although there's still a bit of a blustery west wind flow behind the departing storm in southeastern Canada. The wind at times will gust over 20 miles per hour, especially across the higher terrain, with an added chill to the air, especially in places where we're seeing more clouds, particularly downwind of the Great Lakes. Sunshine is mixing in from time to time. This will help push temperatures into the lower to mid-50s for afternoon highs. Trick-or-treat time on this Halloween should generally be dry. A couple of passing sprinkles possible, but that's about it between 4 and 8 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy skies, with temperatures dipping back through the 40s. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, and readings dipping all the way down into the lower to mid-30s for overnight lows. This will set us up for a dry start to the day tomorrow. We'll have partly sunny skies in the morning. Then clouds will thicken as a disturbance heads our way from the southern plains and eventually into the Ohio Valley over the next 24 hours. This system will move through pretty quickly on Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday evening with a quick shot of a few light rain showers by the end of the day tomorrow. Highs will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s. In fact, weak disturbances pivoting through the Midwest and Great Lakes and into southern parts of Canada will skim by our region for the rest of the week, bringing us at least the chance of a few showers on Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a few showers on Friday, otherwise partly sunny. High temperatures, though, both days out ahead of these disturbances will be in the lower 60s. Cooler weather to follow to open up the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds, dry weather in lower 50s on Saturday before another disturbance shows up with a chance of showers on Sunday and Monday with highs staying in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a weakening front will drift south through the southern plains today, producing a few thunderstorms. The leading edge of this front will continue to push to the east across the southern Appalachians and mid-Atlantic. Rain, perhaps heavy at times, will focus along the boundary near the western Gulf Coast and increase the risk in these locations for flash flooding. Meanwhile, snow, perhaps heavy at times, is forecast for the central Rockies. Winter weather advisories are out for the mountains of Colorado. And a low pressure system will slide from Canada into the northern Rockies and high plains today, bringing another shot of snow to much of the northern Rockies. Winter storm watches are out and heavy snow likely in these locations across the higher terrain. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, breezy, upper 50s. Boston, mostly sunny and breezy, with highs in the upper 50s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy, with scattered showers and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees. The average low, 35. The record high, 73, set in 1946. And the record low, 18, in 1988. Sunrise this morning, 7:28 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:49 p.m. 10 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool today, with highs in the lower 50s. A passing sprinkle possible this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, coolish today with highs in the mid-50s, passing shower this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the middle and upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today, a passing sprinkle with highs in the lower 50s. A passing shower possible this evening, but mainly dry, partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. A passing sprinkle this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. A passing sprinkle this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine to start, then high clouds thicken during the day with a late-day shower possible, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy Thursday with scattered showers, lower 60s. Some showers possible by Friday morning, then increasing sunshine near 60 in the afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds back to the lower 50s Saturday, and mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Sunday and Monday with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.